This is the words of Rabbi Yaakov Schnell on the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Aronzal. Tell me, when did you first come to Lakewood?
I came to the Lakewood in approximately the year 1955-56.
Where were you before that?
I was learning in Torah Vadaas.
By who?
At that time I was in the first year of Beis Medrash. I was learning by Rav Palm. Then I had, I'm trying to remember his name. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Whatever it is. Now, what prompted you to come here?
What prompted me to come is because I was very interested in putting everything aside and sitting and learning Torah, and I had heard a great deal about Lakewood from Mishpacha Mait. His name is Moshe Mendelowitz.
Uh-huh, right.
And my brother had married his sister, and he was learning in Lakewood at that time, and he had told me a great deal about the yeshiva and about the Rosh Yeshiva, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that this was a makom where I could devote some time to learning.
So what was your first introduction when you came here? Did you come with an introduction or what?
Actually, I guess the only one, some of my chaverim had spoken to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I came to the Rosh Yeshiva. I took a bechina. I still remember we were learning Baba Basra at the time, and I took a bechina on Sugi of Chardol.
Where was that, in Bar Park?
No, I actually came to the yeshiva at that time. And
who were the people that you knew that that recommended you?
Well, Reb David Tzvei was there at that time, and eventually I got to know Chatzka Lichtman and Hoberman.
Yeah.
And Feivelson, and
mm-hmm.
These are all people that became Rosh Yeshivas, right. Ultimately.
Right. Okay, so what was the Sahar like the first time you were at the Rosh Yeshiva?
It was a very special kind of an experience to meet Rosh Yeshiva, because what I was most impressed with was the fact that Rosh Yeshiva, he looked at the individual, he looked at the person. He didn't look at his chitzonius. He didn't look if he had a big chup or a small chup, if he wore monogram shirts, if he wore, sharp suits and ties and so on. But he looked at, he could penetrate the inner, shall we say, the inner mechanics of the individual, and it was based on that he made his decisions as to what would be, what would not be with this bachur.
What was your feeling when you first saw him? What was your impression?
It was, all you had to do was look at the Rosh Yeshiva's eyes, and you saw Godless. You saw, you looked like you were standing before Malach HaYashores, and it was a very special experience.
Wait, it's not because somebody told you that.
No. This was my own Hagosha, my own feeling at the time.
Okay, so then you he accepted you to yeshiva, and then you started, you went to the routine. What was the routine like?
Actually, what happened was the Rosh Yeshiva suggested that they had just started the yeshiva of Philadelphia at that time.
Yeah.
And he suggested that I go to Philadelphia, Guzman. And so that's what I did. I went to Philadelphia for Guzman. Former son-in-law, Rabbi Dave Schwartzman was Rosh Yeshiva at that time, together with Rav Shmuel, and they were still in the old area in the Strawberry Mansion. And so, I actually in the mornings I learned the Chavrusa. Me and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and another fellow by the name of Fulman.
What was his first name?
Yaki.
Yaki
Fulman. We learned together with, in the afternoon I had another Harusa, and then we heard Shiurim at that time from Reb Dave. In the afternoon he said Shiurim for us.
What was the Shiurim like from Reb Dave?
They were interesting. I wasn't... I never, so to speak, got close to Reb Dayiv the entire time that I was there.
Uh-huh.
So whatever, maybe I missed out on something, but with Reb Shmuel, I built a kasher, and I have that kasher out of Yom, and we see each other. We embrace one another. I just saw him last week here. He was at Chasana and so on, and et cetera. So it's a relationship that's been going on for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Then
we stayed there for his mom, and then I came back to the yeshiva. I came back to Lakewood,
yeah.
And when I came there, I had some wonderful experiences. I learned together. I mean, the fellows that I learned with are today Rosh Yeshivas. I learned one of my key chavrusas was Reb Shaul Kagan,
who
became Rosh Yeshiva in Pittsburgh and has passed away some years ago.
Yeah.
We kept the kasher all these years while he was in the Midwest, and also learned the chavrusa with Levi Dicker, who I've kept the kasher with, and Elimelech Wilner, I've learned with, and learned one's man with Tannenbaum.
Right, Tannenbaum.
Yeah, Abe, who is now in Muncie, I believe.
Right.
And it was, they were wonderful years, and of course at that time I got to know the younger light that were in the Kaiul. I got, became friendly with Reb Schneier and Michal Small, who lives in Chicago, and Chatzko Lichtman, and Reb Leib Taub, and you know, these were all these were the Yankel Schneidman. I just saw Yankel. I saw him at a Chasana. I was in New York 2 weeks ago, so I saw him there.
You hit all the big ones.
Yeah, well, these were the chevra and the yeshiva at that time. It seems that from that kufa, everybody, most of the younger light that came out, a lot of them became Rosh Yeshivas in different places. They were the ones that Feigelstock, talking about Yankel Schiff, who went on to Eretz Yisrael.
So any experiences there that you could relate that are memorable, that involved the Rosh Yeshiva?
The experiences,
Even the things that you think I heard already, I want to hear them again.
Yeah, well, you know, spending a Shabbos at the seeing the Rosh Yeshiva, how his hanhog is, and I still remember one incident with the Friday night chant. You know, everybody came, chant, and then the next day there was a woman cook, and she pushed it.
What was her name?
Forget her name.
Was it Mrs. Berman?
What?
Was it Mrs. Berman?
Could be.
Yeah.
The Rosh Yeshiva on Sunday gave a psak that, number one, that it was mitzaref, I think she was an almana, and they couldn't do this because she felt bad, the bachurim didn't have, and then from that point on, they made two chants, a Friday night chant and a Shabbos chant.
Uh-huh.
And it was also the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, there was a designated pot. Rosh Yeshiva said, no matter, whenever the Friday night pot is gone, it's gone. Nobody is to touch,
the
Shabbos morning pot. And, you know, Bachram respected the Rosh Yeshiva and what his, and it made a lot of sense, so... whatever it was, that's the way it was.
What were the shiurim like?
The shiurim, for me, were, I was young, I couldn't understand a lot of them in the beginning, but later on I started to begin to understand the shiurim. And the Rosh Yeshiva was, he was fire when he said a shiur. It was just to watch him say a shiur. I still remember one Shabbos afternoon he was saying a shiur, and was visiting from the Bronx. He was a Rebbe, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yitzchok Elchanan.
Oh, Sipperstein?
Who?
Sipperstein?
No, not Sipperstein. No, he had a yeshiva in the Bronx.
Gorelick?
Gorelick, yeah, Rabbi Yerucham Gorelick.
Yeah.
And he got up and he started questioning the Rosh Yeshiva.
This is interesting.
And it was fire. I mean, the Rosh Yeshiva practically, I never saw him so excited and so, you know, he was like shooting arrows and machine gun bullets at him all at once, okay.
And, yeah.
You know, but this was Rosh Hashiva, you know. Whatever he felt was Lamita Shel Torah, this is what he defended and this is what he fought for, and, you know, and that's the way it was with him.
Do you remember when he used to come to the yeshiva during the week?
Well, I remember he used to leave Mondays and go into New York, and he used to usually come back by Thursday, or, as they say, the yeshiva at that time needed about $2,000 a month to operate, $2,000, I think, a week to operate.
Uh-huh.
And once he made his money a little earlier, he came back earlier, you know what I mean? It was time to sit and learn, but I know he used to get the first seat on the bus, because all the bus drivers knew him as, in those days, Lakewood is not what Lakewood is today, you know. It was a small little hick town on the map, okay.
Yeah.
Today it's
so Ir Vaim V'Yisrael.
Yeah, so they have already Borough Park prices for houses, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not quite, but.
It's reaching there.
Yeah, it's getting there. But, I wanted to ask you something. Did you ever go with him on a trip, on any of these excursions to New York?
No, I never
drove
was.
The car.
I was too young, or I wasn't really privy to that.
Uh-huh.
I never went. The only thing I did do was, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, I used to have to go out to chicken farms, you know, Ben Azdorim,
yeah,
and collect eggs. Mr. His car used to make it available to us. I forget what was
his
name.
That?
You know, the one who the bookkeeper in the office. He was there for many, many years.
The bookkeeper in the office.
He ran the office in Lakewood.
In Lakewood.
All right, whatever his name was, he used to give us his car. And we used to go out, and he used to give us a route, and we used to bring back eggs to the yeshiva.
Not Cooperman.
What?
Wasn't
no, it wasn't Cooperman. No,
uh-huh.
It was. I remember the name as soon as I hear it, but that was one task, and the other task was there was a bakery in Lakewood, and it wasn't a Shemesh Shabbos, but I think we used to get challahs for the yeshiva from there on Shafer Shabbos.
The Gelbsteins?
Whatever it was called,
yeah, well.
Somebody had to go in every Thursday and hock the eggs and make sure that the eggs didn't have any blitz drops in them, you know, when they.
Yeah.
And that was another job that Bachram had. And, you know, this was the yeshiva. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And Adayom, I treasure those days in yeshiva.
Okay. Any other incidents that you could add?
Regalachas. No, I mean, I'll probably, after I hang up with you, I'll probably remember a few things.
Yeah, all right. Whatever I can get on the fly.
Okay. Anyhow, I want to thank you for calling, and I don't know if I've helped you in any way.
Everybody helps a little bit because they fill in the picture. Even if they tell me the same thing, it's worthwhile hearing more than once.
Okay.
But each person verifies the same thing, and it makes it more true.
I see. All right.
Okay.
I hope your project works out for
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I wish you have a lot of success in everything you do with our nachas.
Cold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Yaakov. Michelle. Thank you. Bye-bye.